The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It is Monday mailbag time. Every week we open up the emails on a Monday morning. drive@jacarandafm.com. And today's is very simple.
Yeah. It's almost like we played that song for the person that is infringing on the party when they are not supposed to be there. You want to hear the mail?
Yes, please.
Hey, Robin Ross. This weekend I was hanging out with some friends, having drinks, when an already exceptionally drunk person came over and sat down at our table. We were nice at first, but this person took over the conversation and stayed for like an hour. After the person left, everyone piled into me about not saying anything. What was I supposed to say or do? How do you ask someone to leave? Thanks for the help, Haley.
It's always awkward. Because if you're not that getrakne, then it's still reasonable. And then I will, if I don't know you, I've got no qualms. I'll be like, hey, sorry, this is our conversation. Would you mind going somewhere else? But there comes a point in the drunkenness where that's not going to work. Where people don't hear things, you know? And it just sort of, you got that glazed look and nothing works there. Which
and
makes
the shoulder
it more
taps
difficult.
Come when the talking, when you're talking, hey, Robbo!
Oh my gosh.
Rob's getting PTSD there now.
Literally. But I find the one that's most awkward, as someone who's not a complete stranger. Not someone you know, but someone you've like, met through a work function, or someone you met who's a friend of your mate, or like we don't have a relationship, but we've been introduced before and we know who each other are. So now we must be polite enough. That's the one that gets me, because that's the one I don't know how to be like, listen, get your drunk ass off my table.
Luister, ek wil ook net sê, dit is baie moeilik soms, vooral soos sê nou dis iemand wat die show luister, of iemand wat iets gekyk het wat ek jare terug op was op die TV, of wat ook al. Dit is ontsettend moeilik om dan nie ongeskik te wees nie, want ons is baie bewus dat as mense nie vir ons kyk nie, en as mense nie vir ons luister nie, we don't have a job. So you also kind of don't want to be then the next day on social media. Oh, ek het gisteraand vir Roz ontmoet by 'n kuierplek en sy was rarig om beskof en my gesê ek is gesyp en ek kan nie met hulle sit nie. So I will actually put up with it to a certain extent, and then maybe just if we need to, even if we are having a liquor time somewhere, just maybe go somewhere else just to diffuse that situation in a way waar ek nie die vark in die verhaal is nie, because I don't want to be. Want jou reputasie word dan so getarnished deur iemand wat in elk geval gesyp is.
And let me ask a question of both these people in the studio. Would either of you, when you've had a couple, just sidle up to a random table and go and join someone else's conversation? Have you ever done it? Have you ever been that person and be like, ah, there's 9 of you, lekker, there's an extra chair here.
No.
Hi.
No, never. My biggest fear about being out of being gekeier is being messy. I hate a messy, because also when someone else is messy, die hele aand is net so gesully. Like, it's just not as lekker as it was. Because now there's admin. If I'm out and I'm trolling, ek soekie admin nie. Asseblief, los my uit, I'm having a good time.
Because you will lose an hour of your evening that you will never get back.
Truly.
From that person, Joe, that you're talking about, who's tapping you on the shoulder.
Joe, hey, my boy.
It's awkward, man. How do you tell those people to just get away. Gaat sit iewers anders.
Yeah, you see, well, it becomes awkward because then you then need to be the one who then leaves to be like, listen, we had a good time, as if like you're diffusing, like, okay, no, it's been real. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming through. It was really nice seeing you. And then you just try and hide in the parking lot and then come back.
So Haley says, yeah, this weekend hanging out, drunk person came over, just sat down at our table. I don't know what you do.
I guess work. Nogal bietjie naar vir Hailey se maatjies wat sê everyone at the table that she was obviously in her friend group piled into me for not saying anything. Waar's julle bekke dan? I'm a little still now. Hailey's the spokesperson.
Do you think it's a case of if you become the first person they talk to, now it's your problem?
Well, unless it's something like you said, that maybe they know Hailey through someone else. So she was the kind of the reason.
Do you remember we were at a wedding together last year? Yeah, lekker, nice to see you.
Your friend, Hailey.
Then someone walks in, the person walks in, and then they'll see that Hailey, that's your bestie.
How do you tell that person to leave you alone, to not sit at your table, to not join into your conversation? 0848 500 942. We're looking for some advice for Hayley this afternoon. Monday mailbag today. Hey Rob and Roz, this weekend I was hanging out with some friends, having some drinks, when an already exceptionally drunk person came over and just sat down at our table. We were nice at first, but this person took over the conversation and stayed for like an hour. How do you ask someone to leave? Thanks for the help, Hayley. That is today's Monday mailbag question. Because nobody likes that person.
Guys, life is too short to be polite to everyone, hey? Especially when they are not cognitive of their behavior. I say, tell them straight.
Tell them straight.
Henry wants us to tell it very straight. He says, simple, tell them straight up. Mark Swiss BS beep and fall in the pot.
You know, yeah, exactly, but...
Hallo, Robin Ross. Dronk ouens en vrouens wat net by jou kom sit. Chom, weet jy wat, man? Vermy dit. Moet nie met jou lelik wees nie. Moet nie met die ou moeilikheid soek nie. Moet nie met hom, moet nie hom wegjaag nie, want... Hoe meer brandewijn, hoe meer courage. En hoe meer courage, hoe meer probleme. Ja. Hy gaan op sy achterend sit. En dan op die einde van die dag... Will you slag of you're going to be your achterin sit?
And that last bit's the kicker.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Ja, weet nooit.
And if it's Hayley, I mean, if it was just like three girls at a table and a really large drunk man, like, it's scary.
Yes.
You know?
But there are obviously cases where if you were feeling threatened or completely overwhelmed by the person, at establishments you could go and you could speak to someone who was in charge and say, please kindly leave these ladies alone or these gentlemen alone and find your own way out or get to your own space.
Yeah. JH makes a point there, though, in that voice note. He said, just ignore it. And that's normally my kind of tactic.
Yeah.
Because whatever conversation we're in, if someone comes and butts in, I'm actually very good at just continuing that conversation directly with the person I was talking to. And ek sal langdradig praat genoeg, né?
Yeah.
That you will get bored and you will leave.
Jy praat mos vir 'n lewe.
Just cut you out of the conversation.
There's nothing to make you feel like you can't talk someone out of a conversation.
Yeah, that's normally my go-to. You know, I'm just going to be like, oh, okay, if you want to sit here, I'm just going to flat out ignore you and carry on doing what I was doing.
Maar soms is daai cold shoulder approach, dit maak hulle nog meer tasberaad om in te chip en in te wees in die groepie.
Nee, heeltemal. So, that is the conversation today. How do you deal with it? Have you had to handle a person who's had far too many? Because nobody likes that one.
Nobody. And are you that one?
Oh,
if you are,
I think
sorry.
All of us have at some point, maybe just once, been that person. But as you say, Roz, we don't like being messy.
Oh, messy is not for me.
No, you will not meet messy McKenzie very easily.
Ons praat van onwelkome, bietjie besope, daar is 'n mooi Afrikaanse woord, besope mense wat by jou tafel kom aansluit.
There is a word
besope
for you. Word of the day. Yeah, how do you get rid of that inebriated, annoying person who's come to join your table?
Ek gaan badkamer toe en op pad badkamer toe sê vir die waiter net om vir jou 'n gegoue slippie te prut en om vir hom 'n handjie te gee. Hy sal vanaand sê, dis die sy tafel en hy sal verdwijn.
Mornay's got plans. Somebody else sent us a suggestion saying, you just tag them into the rounds. You're like, oh, cool, there's 12 of us here. Next round's yours. You're sitting at the next spot. So-and-so just paid to your right. Now it's your turn. And hopefully they'll leave.
Yes, I like that.
I like that too.
Laat hulle bietjie verantwoordelik wees. Dan gaan hulle baie gou.
Except now you've got the one inebriated, really rich person. It's like, okay. And now you're stuck.
Hi, guys. So, being someone that works in this industry, in the sense of an hospitality, I've had it a few times in places I've worked at where I've actually had to go to a guy and say, listen, buddy, you're not welcome at this table. Move. So, there's your solution. If the place you visit has got good managers, they can diffuse it for you.
There you go.
Very grown up. That's the way.
Thank you, Richard.
Ja, daai mense werk daar vir 'n rede. Hulle is goed in hulle werk vir 'n rede. Gebruik dit.
Be like, yo, this one's not at my table. Please, could you remove them?
Ja, asseblief.
Ja, I suppose that's the way to do it.
That's the way. Because then you also don't need to be the fark in the vrou. The person that's working there has said, don't join this table. Hulle wil jou nie hier hê nie.
Ja, it's just, it's always awkward.
Mm.
I don't like being that person. That's why I'm not that person.
Orks.